welcome back, and we have Rob Roselli here. Robert has a website called boxofsunglasses.com, and your background, you're an engineer. You've got a couple books out. Pleased to Meet You is the first book, and I guess we're going to hear what that's all about. And the other book is called The Un-American Genocidal Complex. So it sounds like you've got what I would call a Deagle-like sarcastic sense of humor to try to get your point across. So let's dive into it. You're an engineer. What topics do you talk about in these books? And, of course, with your website, boxofsunglasses.com. I guess hopefully the sunglasses actually clear up the glare of the modern world, right?
Well, basically, just to answer the question, I mean, in general, I'm a huge John Carpenter fan. My favorite movie is They Live, which you may be familiar with. But anyway, you know, Roddy Piper, the main character, you know, he finds a box of sunglasses that was hidden in a small Christian church, by the way. I mean, John Carpenter, I think, is a closet Christian,
right?
You know, in Hollywood. But anyway, be that as it may, but you know, Roddy Piper finds the box, puts the glasses on, then he sees the world as it is, in black and white, you know, right and wrong, and which I believe is a very biblical theme. So right. that's the origin of Box of Sunglasses, as well as my first book, They Live, Great Society of the Undead. You know, and I embed the words "they live" in the theory of evolution, and to kind of give it that sarcastic kind of, you know.
Yeah, I think you've debated evolutionists too, haven't you?
Excuse me?
You've debated evolutionists that believe in evolution.
Oh yeah, you know, a few years back, I was on Blog Talk Radio, and a friend of mine who gets me, you know, some publicity, and I had a physicist, I had a doctorate level physicist, I had an attorney, I had a history professor from I forget which college, and a few other wise guys, but
right,
yeah, and we went for several episodes and several hours, and you know, the premise of my whole, I just asked a very basic high school, maybe college level physics question in regards to Newton's laws of motion, and I said, you know, I didn't say anything about God. Okay, I just said, all right, guys. I mean, the first law of thermodynamics, second law of thermodynamics, you can't really say the universe existed forever, because if it exists forever, as you probably know, and I'm sure you do know, the universe shouldn't exist, right? Because, I mean, we should have decayed into maximum discord at this point, according to the first law of thermodynamics, right? Or entropy is a fancy name for it. So that's not really an option for the evolutionist. So the only other option then becomes the so-called Big Bang. And my question to them was, all right, just explain to me. I'm not that bright. And, you know, my background's civil engineering. I can't, you know, I had a decent academic background. I'm probably a B student overall between my undergrad and graduate. So I'm certainly no brain surgeon. I'm certainly not up to your level. But anyway, be that as it may, I said, just educate me. I said, how does the Newton's laws of motion... how does that comport with the Big Bang? So in other words, if you explode something, all those particles, the summation of those particles are equal to the energy that's provided to them. And, you know, and I didn't even ask where the energy came from. Then you're really into a theological debate, and I wanted to avoid that.
Right. You're trying to get. You're trying to use mathematics and the current laws of thermodynamics that they or this group should accept a weapon against their lack of cognitive logic and their dissonance of what their thesis is.
Right, and basically my whole premise was, okay, educate me. I said, convince me. I said, if I blow something up and you know, I go out in my backyard and blow something up, I mean, those particles or that, the result of that explosion, they're gonna equal the summation, you know, the activation energy of whatever is that did the explosion, the source of the explosion, they're gonna go off in equal amounts of energy, and you know, eventually wind resistance and whatever, and they're gonna fall to the ground because of gravity, but they're all gonna go on linear paths. I said, if the universe exploded in a so-called Big Bang, you know, how do we have orbits of planets? I mean, how did that come about? I mean, now it's just basically, you know, do the laws of physics not apply at the Big Bang? I'm like, all I said was explain this to me, and the level of asinine comments, vitriol, snide comments I got, not just from the people I was debating, but everybody that was listening, you know, it was amazing. And be aware, I didn't bring God into this at all. So I just, you know, and ironically enough,
yeah, if you actually work out an equation of the what's called a negentropic organization of a single cell in area of, quote, a multiple of the known universe, you work out that the equation is something like 10 to the 38,000th exponential times the known universe to create one cell spontaneously, and it wouldn't be a life form that would be sustained.
Right.
So the idea that negentropy can occur spontaneously, whether it's an organizing system we call life or intelligence, or organizing systems of planets and star systems, etc., is impossible. So it basically mathematically defies logic. So when someone says that evolution is a process that's spontaneous, it's asinine. In fact, here's one of the interesting things. If you take an organism, there's actually more evolution, if you want more evidence of devolution than evolution, because you usually find when you get a genetic damage, eventually the organism can't reproduce. So if you had even one genetic change toward a higher level of an organism, that genetic change would result in the death of the organism or the inability to reproduce. So this idea that somehow evolution created newer organisms from a lower level is completely mathematically and logically asinine. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's a scientific false. And basically, it's applied common sense. I mean, you know, I mean, I've read that, you know, the statistics, you know, and I took microbiology and all that, and I read a lot of creation books, and
right.
Dr. Walter Brown, I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but the guy's another brilliant scientist I have a lot of respect for, a physicist, and he wrote a book called In the Beginning, and that's a science book, you know, and he goes through the Great Flood, and, you know, and all these, but anyway, but I didn't even get to that level. I didn't need to, because, you know, I'm figuring, you know, there's a lot of people listening, and I just didn't need to make the point that evolution doesn't comport with anything scientific, no matter what all the so-called quote experts have to say, and you really don't
now,
need.
The reason why they say that, of course, is they have a worldview that's patently satanic, and people have to understand that Satan is in operations in a level of a false light of order, or in plain-faced evil. But the Satan and the satanic powers are very intelligent, and they're willing to present this through their proxies of humans and universities and false education, false religion. I like to call it real lies going on rather than relationship with God or with each other. And I like the term evolution, I call evil-YOU-shun, T-I-O-N. So that basically, if you're evolutionist, you can believe in eugenics, you can believe in abortion, you can believe in transhumanism, where you were creating a new transhuman, which they can now do with a CRISPR-Cas9 protocol. You can create super soldiers, you can create a new form of superhuman, combining genes from different phyla species and genera. You can create literally what they talk about in the movie Gattaca, a super race, where the drone races are the lower castes that don't have any sexuality anymore. And this is the kind of outcome. People often think that left and right are being manipulated, and they are. They're being manipulated to a dark future that's run by a bunch of very evil, self-centered, and satanic beings that want to run our world and get rid of most of us. This is unfortunate that people are manipulated, and they can't even read the plain documents like Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, the World Watch Institute books that come out every year, the Georgia Guidestones, the Foreign Affairs, which is the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. They can't read the plain print or the video evidence that these people say in their own conferences that's open to anybody that wants to look at it.
Well, look, I mean, just to kind of, you know, just to kind of wrap up, you know, the, you know, my point I was driving at with evolution was, the point is what they've done, and the way I look at it is they've taken a scientific method and they've turned it on its head, just like the environmentalists in a much more minor fashion, because evolution is much more evil than a radical environmental movement.
Let's look at the scientific method. What is the scientific method? When you have quantum physicists that prove the slit lamp experiments that the observer changes the reality of the observation, you have to understand that the nature of what we conceive of reality is not. When you talk about quantum entanglement, when you talk about split photons, when you talk about all these other things that are part of quantum theory that explains phenomena that we observe in our physical world, the nature of what we describe as reality is not at all what we, our mundane ideas of what reality is.
Well, yeah, just to kind of keep things, you know, in scope, you know, basically all I was trying to accomplish with this debate was to establish that, first of all, evolution is absolutely not scientific. So basically what they've done, I mean, my definition of the scientific method probably doesn't, you know, is quite simple. I mean, basically, does something, what you're studying, does it pass the scientific smell test, so-called? And that's just the simplest way I can describe it. So if you were to look at evolution, is evolution true? You would just look and say, oh, wait a second. I mean, as I mentioned before, I mean, if the laws of thermodynamics don't support evolution, the Big Bang in terms of Newton's laws and all the laws of physics certainly doesn't support evolution. The law of biogenesis, you know, which I'm kind of describing in a roundabout way, I mean, where non-life can evolve into life, that definitely doesn't, you know, that definitely doesn't apply. So when evolution absolutely is not scientific at all. So what they've done is these people have made the assumption, you know, we either hate God or God doesn't exist. Therefore, we are going to build our science around that assumption. So essentially, they've taken a scientific method and they've turned it on its head. They've done a complete 180. They've gone in with an assumption and built their so-called science around it. That's why it gets to such ridiculous levels that right. You can have, you
now, know, when you wrote your books, Pleased to Meet You and the Un-American Genocidal Complex, you're basically referring, I think, in the title of the second book, to the idea that, to a great deal, the ideals that have been promulgated as Americanism are, in a sense, a geopolitical, semi-religious cult. And this is part of the reason why, for example, for decades we've tried to do regime changes in countries where it's literally impossible when you're dealing with, say, countries that have Muslim ideas and Sharia law and are very primitive. The idea we can do regime change and getting rid of a strongman is going to bring democracy and somehow our culture and our consumerism and our American ideals will somehow change these people to become totally different creatures. And it's very cultic, the way we spread this around the world, and it's also very violent. For example, we support both left and right. We just talked about this in the last hour, how we supported through the State Department these neo-Nazis in Kiev that have a long history going back to the 40s, where they were some of the most vicious in the so-called Nazi work camps. That's what I like to call them, not work, death camps, work camps. And we support ISIS. The president of Turkey has stated, I have video and photographic evidence two times in the last month and a half of America supporting and creating ISIS and ISIL. So America does some really bad things. I call him Colin Battle because he was full of crap when he said that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And therefore, we promulgated a war at the cost of $5 to $6 trillion, killed a lot of people. They estimate at least half a million young children died just because of lack of medical care and so on in war zone. And do we have the oil? Even Donald Trump says we didn't even get the oil. We gave it through Rothschilds to the China Oil Company, which is now, after Gulf War I, the fifth largest oil refining company on the planet. So everything we've done has turned to, as I say, the anti-Midas touch is turned to crap. And American foreign policy is to deconstruct America and create a new world order. And that's why Obama has a war room a couple miles from the Trump administration in the White House to literally continue working after his term as a president to destroy the presidency and the future of America. It's just disgusting. And people think that I call the demon rats, I don't call them Democrats anymore, and the bad guys on the Republican side, I call them the Republic crap, because people like George Bush and these other people, part of their PNAC groups, they both have left or right side approaches toward globalism that are both toxic to a future sovereign America and a safe world. It's craziness. And our cult of spreading war and culture, even whether we're doing, quote, good or evil, we always justify it, don't we?
Well, that's exactly correct, and it is a cult. I mean, you know, the Un-American Genocidal Complex, I don't know if people, you know, if you can call it up on the site. I don't know, my camera doesn't seem to be, I don't know if I'm even on the camera right now, I'm just getting a blank screen, but anyway, or else I'd pop it up in front of the camera here. But anyway, you can see
those,
it on my
those
site.
Books are over to Amazon, though, right?
Yeah, they're on Amazon. If you go to my site, boxofsunglasses.com, right on the front page, there's both books are there. But, you know, the front cover of the Un-American Genocidal Complex, I mean, you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones, and I like to call those the anti-Ten Commandments.
And right in the middle is
the Skull and Bones. Now, you mentioned a cult, and the Skull and Bones, I mean, they're the core. They're the, you know, the Brotherhood of Death, or the American, they're the American Illuminati, that they're an offspin. And so they're at the core of the so-called Eastern establishment. Now, I call it the un-American genocidal complex. I mean, there's, again, just like with, you know, my first book, They Live, I mean, there's multiple meanings just in the title alone. But, you know, obviously, you know, the un-American, so it's not American, and un as in the United Nations. And there's a picture of the United Nations building because a lot of this stuff is being promulgated and facilitated through the United Nations. But when you say cult, that's literally, I mean, the weirdos at Skull and Bones, I mean, the Bush family, I mean, it goes all the, you know, John Kerry and a lot of high-level business and political types have passed through there.
And if you actually know the technology of the crypt and how they are half-naked, pleasuring themselves in a coffin while talking about their deep sexual secrets and then kissing the goddess of Nu, which means they're going to be destroyed after this physical life, but they'll, all their physical pleasures, etc., will be met, including a carte blanche, which shows you how damned destructive and evil they are.
Right.
I have gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
So, Robert, these books are great, and I'm going to post up the links for them. You've got a book here called The Theory of Live Evolution, Great Society of the UN Dead, the Undead, which is good. I like you to play on words. Pleased to meet you. Tell me about that book. This is one of your earlier books. And yeah. What's the book about, and what do you teach in this book?
Well, basically, Well, They Live, Great Society of the Undead, is that's the first book, and that's just that goes in history and, you know, talks about the Federal Reserve, and you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. I could spend hours talking about that one alone. The second book was The Un-American Genocidal Complex, which we covered briefly before, which gets into the whole evolution, eugenics, radical environmental movement. But the last book I just wrote is Pleased to Meet You. And what I did there is I took John Carpenter's movies, They Live, and John Carpenter made another movie called In the Mouth of Madness, okay, which I believe is a much better description of how things are going to play out than these comic book Christians with their, you know, with their great tribulation and their, you know, and their two witnesses and all this nonsense you hear about on, you know, these so-called, you know, biblical scholars. But, you know, be that as it may, I took those two movies. I took, you know, obviously the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil, and I kind of mashed it all together. Orwell's 1984, and I kind of mashed all those things together and created a fictional, it's obviously a conversation that's historically and biblically accurate. Okay, but it doesn't cite anything. There's no bibliography. But the conversation that's held between a character I'm calling Mr. Cull, which is obviously a, you know, it's a Satan character.
It's almost like a C.S. Lewis's conversation is what you're talking about. Are you between a major or minor demon and Satan?
Right, it's the same concept. So basically, and he talks, and then he talks to an establishment guy called Mr. O'Brien. That's named after the O'Brien in Orwell's 1984.
Right,
and they just have a conversation where O'Brien says, "You know, I rule the world," and O'Brien kind of represents your Rothschild, Rockefeller, you know, your devil worshipping, you know, criminal elite cult or whatever you want to call them that run the world, that really run the world, not these clowns on TV.
Right.
It's a conversation between him and Satan, and basically, you know, Satan says, you know, they go through a history, and, you know, when Hitler and a Russian Revolution, and going all the way back to ancient Egypt, all the way to the present day, and that's just the gist of the book is, you know, you bowed to me, just like in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, or, you know, where Satan tells, you know, Jesus, you know, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you a kingdom in the history of the world.
Right.
That's thematically that's what it here. You know, of course, Jesus told them to get lost.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of the Rothschilds, they did not do that. That's a whole other avenue we can go down. I don't know, probably won't have time today, you know, as far as the Rothschild.
Yeah. It's interesting we have this discussion today, because yesterday, after talking to Jonathan Gray, who's our biblical archaeologist and very logical, he's got some of the best material out there in the world on biblical archaeology. We did a video on the basically the U.S. in prophecy, and we use his slide set to go through the dialogue of that. I see Donald Trump and Mike Pence, as I call the Trumpence of God, as a period of grace and a time of restoration or repentance. But I'm very concerned that if we ever switch back to, I call the demon rats, like the Democrats with Hillary Clinton or their ilk and these uber-leftist, very arrogant, satanic people, they're involved with things like Pizzagate, America and the world is doomed. So whether it's 4 or 8 years or 12 years from now, whatever, if we ever switch back to the control of these maniacs, or even the Republicans, I call the PNAC-type Republicans, like George Bush Sr., former director of the CIA, God help us. But the Democrats particularly concern me, because their policies don't even make logical sense. Like, even when Hillary privately says, we can't vet these people, she wanted to bring in 550% more than even Obama. So as bad as Obama is, even setting up this war room of 2 miles from Donald Trump's White House, Hillary Clinton, the Wicked Witch of the West, literally, you know, she was supposed to be like, you know, the one that introduces Satanism in full force to America. And people don't really understand that there's a duality in America. It's been both very leading in ministry around the world and missions. And on the other hand, it's done some of the most horrendous and evil things in history. And so, you know, your thesis is very, very important that people understand that America stands on this duality that's very concerning. Right now we have a time of repentance and restoration. But if it ever swings back, God help us all. We come back with Robert Roselli. His website is boxofsunglasses.com. Pleased to Meet You and The Un-American Genocidal Complex, two of his books.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
By the way, in the summary of this video I put up yesterday, I had to do a little bit of work to amplify the sound, so it's working now. The one with U.S. in Prophecy by Jonathan Gray and comments that I've made. What you're trying to do here, it looks like, Robert, is Bob, is you're trying to get people to wake up and kind of smell the coffee and realize that to a great extent, what America is exporting around the world is a cult. What America is doing inside their churches is apostasy. And what America needs to do is to repent and start getting real with each other and with the world, and especially with God. And what I see is I see the presidency of Donald Trump, who's becoming a real strong Christian, having seen what he saw traveling around to run as a president. I see a man who's now pro-life, who was used to be pro-choice. And by the way, a lot of people who are pro-life now used to be very strongly pro-choice, okay? And we have to understand that we have a presidency that wants to make America great. It's not just richer again. It's more Christian again. And in fact, he wants to break the wall down between church and state. Because remember when they originally talked about the separation of church and state, people have to understand it was to protect the church from the state. It wasn't to set up a theocracy. It was to protect the church from the state. It wasn't to set up 501c3 so the church couldn't make comments about bad political things going on. It was to protect the church from the state. It wasn't to create either a theocracy or support one church group like the Catholics over the Protestants or vice versa that happened in Europe. Yeah. And people don't grasp that. Here, most of the churches, and again, you know, I usually like sarcastic comments, but with my show, which gets millions of audience per week, and then when we have our YouTube and our Vimeo and our live stream channels with huge amounts of hits, the thing I ask churches, the last time I spoke actually in a church was in at the New Living Waters Fellowship outside St. Paul, Minnesota back in the year 2000. So when you think of all these years now, this is now coming up to 17 years, I don't get requests because people are terrified to have me come to their church and ask. They might call it ASK because I have Norwegian, Germanic, Celtic background. I like to ask them like a war axe. I like to ask them questions, not ask. And the problem is that they, you know, we're living in a false paradigm. I asked, for example, one gentleman who was driving me as a taxi driver when I was flying into, I think, one of the southern states. I think it was in Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta some years ago. And the man was from Ethiopia, very intelligent young man. And I was talking to him about the idea because he said, well, I'm a Christian from Ethiopia, Coptic. I said, you know, you can't believe all this rapture garbage that the American church, he said, that's American gospel, it's not true. I mean, it's very straightforward, just like, great. I mean, a lot of the people that are Christians from other parts of the world look on the American version of American Christianity, like the rapture, which, by the way, Bill Salas was going to have me have him on about his latest book because he's got this timeline of biblical things. And I'm thinking, man, we've got a lot of people that are false prophets out here prophesying things they have no business talking about. And I had one young gentleman who called me here about a month and a half ago, wanted me to come on his program. You know, Johnny Baptist, he goes by his radio name, and I think Revelation Radio, and he wanted me to talk, and then I had to do cross-indexing to find out what's his belief systems in this guy. He didn't want me to talk about what I call the 3x5 cards, or thus saith the Lord, things that I know. They're not open to my opinion, but they're what God says. And most of the rest of it is what we call educated speculation. Unfortunately, a lot of people, all they have is speculation on what's passed on over the last 150 to 200 years of American gospel, going right back to Darby and the Darby Bible and so on. It's plain foolishness and is not biblically accepted by Christians anywhere else in the world. So I'm really concerned, especially now even the Catholic Church has always had lots of garbage things in it, but now it's really taken a wrong turn. This current Pope says you can't even have a relationship with God. He wants to push Chrislam, which is Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So there's no real basis for religion. It's all just a bunch of ceremony all glommed together like a, you know, what I call a garbage cake where you just throw everything into the cake. And that's what your religion is. And this is what they want to push the United Nations. It's really disgusting. And it says this is what you should accept as religion, and anything other than that is not going to be acceptable by the superstate. That's where we're going with this, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly where we're going. And that's the core of the quote conspiracy. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. But let me just back up a couple of minutes. And, you know, you mentioned separation of church and state. Now, I have, you know, everybody's heard of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I have right. What I call the four horsemen of the American apocalypse. You know, number one,
that's good.
Being the Federal Reserve System. Because right. They're kind of, you know, 1 Timothy 6, you know, they're the love of money people. You know, the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, we mentioned.
Right.
Number two would be evolution. Number three would be its evil baby spawn, the radical environmental movement, the eugenics movement, the abortion, you know, Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, which today we call Planned Parenthood and all that thing.
Planned Parenthood, isn't it?
And number four would be the separation of church and state. Now let's just focus on that for a second. Now, who's behind that? But the communists founded, you know, American Civil Liberties Union, and people, you know, people sit here and say, oh, that's funny. You know, I'm some kind of the ACLU. I don't know, was founded by a literal communist, self-professed socialist and communist. Okay, Roger Nash Baldwin and Norman Thomas and these kinds of people.
Right.
Emma Thomas and all, you know, the first, you know, radical feminists and all these sorts of things. But you're exactly correct. You know, just getting back to the original, you know, original conversation about evolution. Now, evolution is religion. I mean, atheism. It's not science, as we discussed. So, ironically enough, the communists founded American Civil Liberties Union by forcing people into public schools is they're pushing the combination of church and state.
Well, that's one of the reasons why there's so much against DeVos as the education director with charter schools. We get always better grades. We've had our kids in charter school. And these public schools are mind control setups. They're basically to take control of the child's mind. Like the Hitler Youth, it's literally to get into their heads and make them little minions of the state.
Right. And you know what, it hit me at the end. At the end of the evolution, in my debate with the evolution, it went 5 hours, 6 hours, I don't remember. I finally said, you know, we're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to convince me, and you know, I'm not going to convince you, which is fine. I said, but, you know, let me ask you this. You know, why, you know, if evolution's so great and it's such great science, and, you know, why am I forced to send, or why are we forced to send our kids to so-called free public schools at gunpoint? And I didn't really know what I was saying. And I said, well, think about it. I said, if I don't pay my real estate taxes, I mean, in my town, you know, 50-60% maybe more goes to the public school system, but I can't go. I can't say, you know what, I'm giving myself a 50% discount on my real estate taxes and sending my kid to a charter school because the public schools suck. The local sheriff who armed with guns, they come to your house and they'll take your house away. So you're being, and most people send their kids to the quote free public schools because they can't afford private schools, a private Christian school, because
that's going to change under Donald Trump. You see, one of the things that Donald Trump said is he's going to take the separation of church and state. He's not going to cause a theocracy. People need to understand he's pragmatic, but he wants to protect the church. We can see that, for example, with Waleed Shabbat, who's been on this program many times, from Shabbat, shoebat.com. He was a Palestinian Muslim terrorist, became a Christian, buried in America, and had their son Theodore, and they have this ministry called Shabbat.com, and I believe his statement, which is backed up by Bill Warner, former Tennessee State University professor, politicalislam.com, Islam is 86%, in his words, a mind-control globalist organization. It's a pseudo-religion. Only 14% has the appearance of religion. And unfortunately, that's why there's this dark marriage between Islam and the globalists. That's why there's a dark marriage between the satanic versions of the high-level dark masons versus the light masons that are trying to do good, and believe it or not, there are, and why there's this titanic battle going on right now, and they're wanting to have it completed by 2020. The globalists are very frustrated by the fact that Trump got in, and they're terrified of the fact that he may dismantle their New World Order with all the trade deals he's going to do and the new financial deals and get rid of the Fed Reserve, because I guarantee if he backs the U.S. dollar with gold, gets rid of the Fed Reserve and stops paying them interest, starts up doing bilateral trade deals and links our gold-backed currency with other currencies like the Chinese renminbi and yuan, the world will change for the better. And it won't be heading headlong toward World War III and a thermonuclear, biological, chemical, and scalar environmental war. That's where we're headed, is the annihilation of mankind and turning us into a dark cinder around a yellow dwarf star.
Sure. And look, I mean, and there's no doubt in my mind that the United States is the mystery Babylon in Revelation, and I'm not that optimistic on Trump, and I think
about Trump. He's got people like Mnuchin there, who's a Goldman Sachs guy called Gold Sachs. So a lot of the people surrounding him are connected directly or indirectly through Education 34. We talked about this yesterday with Jonathan Gray. 34 of the people surrounding him are trained by Jesuit-type training university education institutions in America. So whether they're directly or indirectly, they're connected with the Vatican, because the first beast is the Roman Empire, and its latest incarnation is the Vatican. And we have to understand that the European Union and the euro is totally under the control of the Vatican. I know that Tim Alexander, who's a former Roman Catholic, didn't agree. I've got all, not some, of the information. The money system of our Western world is completely under the control of the Vatican and the Federal Reserve System under the Vatican, and has always been. That's why they did this ceremonial thing to get rid of, you know, the killing of the Knights Templar. The Jesuits, which are the ones in control of the Dark Knights that control the world financial system through the Federal Reserve System, you know, Blackfriars Bridge and Banco Ambrosio and much, much more. But it's one thing to have a lot of the banks. It's quite another thing to own the bankers. And people don't understand this, that the Roman Catholic Church hired Jews and gave them the kippah to make them the burgomasters of all the cities of Europe and Eastern Europe, including Russia. And they were under their control and authority. They gave them a dispensation to charge interest that the banks and the Vatican had control of. So they didn't have to control it directly. They had their proxy. It's almost like the Rockefeller Foundations that control $800 trillion of wealth. But most of it, only $4 or $5 trillion, is actually controlled by them directly. The rest is through foundations.
Sure.
So what people don't understand, you don't have to own it, but you have to be able to control it. And that's what we have now, is we have a system of controls through these foundations, mainly interlocked with the United Nations, the World Banking System, and so on, that ultimately the control of the banking structure goes back to the Federal Reserve System. And our bank in New York is the only one of six banks, the only bank in America that's actually part of the Reserve Board. The rest of them are all European under the Vatican. People need to know that.
Sure. Well, look, I mean, you know, the whole economic system, you mentioned a tax-exempt foundations, and, you know, and Soros is, you know, he's kind of the public face of them, but there's much more powerful behind, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Soros is like J.P. Morgan for the Rothschilds. They found out J.P. Morgan only had so many millions in the bank, not billions. But he was acting as a proxy for the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds are actually just acting as a proxy for the Vatican and the Jesuit, the so-called Society or Army of Jesus. People need to understand what's really going on with the Black Pope now taking over, with Pope Francis as communist. And but he makes his statements. Cardinals, even that were, quote, a previous version of Christianity, are shaking in their boots when they hear the statements by this maniac. You know, people don't understand how bad it is, and that we have the false prophet literally sitting in the Vatican right now trying to make deals with Islam and Judaism. And modern Judaism, by the way, if you read the Sefiot Zaira and the Zohar, you'll shake in your boots, and believe me, you'll cry blood if you actually see what's in those books. If you think that they're not satanic and they haven't had 13 centuries of living in Babylon and turning totally pagan, you're delusional if you haven't read them. In fact, I remember years ago I had a Jewish scholar I was going to hire from New York to teach me Hebrew. He said, look, Bill, because you're a Kohenic descendant, and my family were Maronite Christians, descended from the bloodline of Moses, he said, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're wizards and warlocks. We're closer to Harry Potter than what you think as Christians. You're fools.
Right.
Yeah, thank you for telling me. I said, thank you. I mean, he showed at least the respect to tell me that because of my bloodlines.
Right.
But to be honest with you, most people have no idea. That's why most Jews are secular, because they know these books are so evil, they can't stomach so-called public religion, because if they've been raised in modern Judaism, it's evil as hell.
Right. Yeah, like if you go back, you get into the Old Testament, I mean, this, you know, we don't have a lot of time here, but if you go back and read the book of Hosea, for instance, I mean, this was, I mean, the Jews, I mean, the Jewish Kabbalah, I mean, that's at the core of Freemasonry, and that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden, by the way, was a play on numbers. I mean, the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil had nothing to do with fruit or apples.
No. It has to do with deciding what is good or evil on your own with consulting God. That's the basis of good, is to shema. It's a Hebrew Aramaic word meaning to hear and do the will of God. So if you don't have a prayer life with God, if you don't have a relationship with God, as Satan said to Adam and Eve, you can decide what's good or evil because you'll be like the Most High. So he was trying to convince them, don't worry, the only barrier is you can decide for yourself what is good or evil. You don't need God anymore. He made you so perfect. Look at you.
Right. Well, the tree of knowledge, I mean, I think, I believe, my personal belief is that it was the tree of the serpent climbing the tree of life. And if you've ever looked, if you've ever read through Helena Blavatsky's books or any book on Freemasonry, you can see the serpent climbing the tree of life. I mean, that's the figurative and literal backbone of the Kabbalah. I mean, it's a play on numbers. I mean,
well, of course it is. That's why they refer to the coiled serpent god as the god that they worship in modern Judaism, right?
Right.
That's what they do. I mean, it's in their books.
Yeah, and look, if you get into it and you go back, I mean, who's the main, you know, who's the antagonist of the Old Testament? The main one is the Egyptians. And what's an Egyptian? The Great Pyramid of Giza. I mean, you know, from the Great Pyramid of Giza, you can derive numerical pi and the golden ratio and all this sort of thing. And I got tons of research on that. And you know, R.C. Christian, the same person that built the Georgia Guidestones, by the way, which aligns with the 18th or 6 plus 6 plus 6 degree of Freemasonry, or the Rosy Cross, or the Rose plus the Cross.
Right.
So there's, you know, there's just a whole world out there of knowledge, and people gotta get out of their mind. I mean, it's a lot to cover in a couple minutes. People gotta get out of their mind. This nonsense of these so-called evangelicals on TV that are saying, you know, Israel's God's chosen people, and we have to support Israel.
I got a new term for you that you might want to reuse. You can give me credit. It's called they're not evangelicals, or evil jellyfish.
Well, evil jellyfish. I like to call them the comic book Christians, and you know,
It's ridiculous. Now, it doesn't mean you can have a spiritual life, but what happens is, to them, the more land use, the more extreme it is. And the fact is, God does miracles. I mean, I've seen it happen. And God intervenes in our life. But the problem is, they exclude God from their life. They don't want to hear him. They don't want to have him in their churches. In fact, I use the sarcastic statements of the doors in the churches are heavy to make sure Satan can't get out.
Right. And there's a lot to that. I mean, if you go back and you read Proverbs, you know, chapter 7, and you know, and that's obviously a parable, but the woman, you know, seduces the man, and God says, well, her house is the gateway to hell. And you know, what came out? You mentioned the Knights Templar and the Jesuits before, but what came out of the Knights Templar, you know, who were originally, you know, sanctioned by the Catholic Church, but we have these so-called Christian cathedrals all over the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, amazing, good stuff, Bob Roselli. Boxofsunglasses.com is a website. Pleased to meet you. The Un-American Genocidal Complex, two of your, I think, three books that you have out right now.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. We'll get Bob Roselli back on. Bob, so if you were to kind of summarize where you think the Trump-Pence presidency is going and where it's going in the next 4, 8, 12 years or more, not only in America but worldwide, because we have people like on Thursdays we get Leo Lyons of Gamayan, who's actually the Italians for Trump. They have delegations already meeting with the Trump and his people. We're going to have some of their people on next week with Harley Schlanger. They're meeting already in Germany, some of the Italians trying to strategize how they can get national sovereignty, although have some kind of transnational government, but not replace it with a transnational military force, which Trump's already said, if you try to do that, we're not going to defend you anymore. We're out of here, which is good. He's also trying to cross over borders and make deals and moderate Russia and get China to put a choke chain on North Korea. Because North Korea, by the way, this is from my contacts inside CENTCOM and elsewhere, they can strike New York City next month. And our space shield, if you presume it's not leaky and it can't stop even a Type of Dong missile or a No. 4 or 8 intercontinental missile that can strike New York City with targeted technology given during the years of Bill Clinton, you're a fool, because North Korea can strike U.S. cities, and it isn't 100% proven that they can't destroy them from space. Totally at the control of the communist Chinese, who give them 90% of the materials they need to do these missile tests and launches. So the world is extremely dangerous right now, and even emerging super plagues like H7N9, with a mortality rate 16 times higher than the mortality of 1918 that killed my grandmother's brother and sister. You have to understand, we're in a time when things are going to get a lot hotter. I expect economic chaos this year. I expect wars and rumors of wars, multiple attempts to assassinate Donald Trump. I expect this year to be a in the words of the Queen a few years ago, and she was using Latin terms, called an annus horribilis. And she's not a nice person, but she literally celebrated last Christmas last year and said that was the last Christmas, which means they plan on bringing hell on earth, and it won't be Santa Claus arriving. It'll be the, they call the Krampus arriving in the next couple of years. It's going to get nasty.
Sure. Sure. You know, as far as Trump, I mean, look, Trump is the eye of the storm. I mean, and that's how I look at Trump. And
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The man personally, you know, I don't know if he's saved or not. He can have his Damascus Road moment. We must all pray for that. But you know, I'm not sure. But you know, we out here, we must take advantage of this window of time, because it's going to close, and it's going to close fast. And just to kind of, you know, parallel what you were just saying, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that the United States, and in particular New York City with the United Nations, the New York Federal Reserve, the so-called Eastern Establishment, is the mystery Babylon of Revelation. There's no doubt. Okay, and I spell that out, and again, there's a link to that on my website.
Which is why when you look at New York City, the prophecies tell you that New York will be destroyed by nuclear fire.
Well,
so, as you know, the nations afar off shall look at her and wonder that she was destroyed in one day. And by the way, the preludes to that were the 1993 attack, with the FBI sponsoring the attack on the World Trade Center towers with cyanide bombs in the parking garage, and later bringing in the CIA and the Mossad to put nuclear devices inside the building. And you're an engineer, you know that building and that structural steel covered by asbestos couldn't fall except with high explosives, RDX, and nuclear devices to turn the paramagnetic materials in the car and the steel. 6-foot girders covered by 2 inches of asbestos and atomic vapor. The only thing that could do it was nukes. And I had their U.S. geological data and their isotope material, which was also reviewed by other scientists with Jim Fetzer at his conferences. There's no doubt it was a self-inflicted wound that even the king of Saudi Arabia said this past summer, who passed a law allowing Saudi Arabia to be sued as the cause of 9/11, which is a pile of bunk. You know, when George Bush is reading the Pet Goat book upside down in a grammar school in Florida, he's lying. The Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, was in the White House in a bunker with Norm Mineta planning and watching it happen.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.